This is 33.3 FM. I'm DJ Mahewa, blowing in with Tisa News. Today, the season of goats giving birth to triplets is finally here. Thunder and lightning are still arguing about who is scarier, and the results of Dr. Kalyan's research are finally in. Yes, people are more likely to buy presents for their pets than for their friends. Our top story is the Jabali and Sauti exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Sauti have solved yet another impossible case. The mystery of the invisible gifter. It was an average morning in Tisa. Well, not so average. It was Upendo Day in Tisa. A day when everybody laughed, ate, sang, and danced together with a big concert at the end. Bibi, Sauti, Jabali, and Abba always celebrated Upendo Day together. But this year, Abba, Jabali's father, was not home. Jabali woke up with a terrible headache. On the table, he found a small box wrapped with fresh makuti leaves. A gift for him?
Hiya!
Wrapped in the makuti leaves was a glass filled with a strange-looking liquid. Jabali thought this must be one of Bibi's concoctions. Oh, and look! There is a note.
A sip and a gulp, you'll be whole.
Jabali took a sniff.
It smelled of garlic and raw eggs.
He held his nose between a finger and thumb. He took two big gulps. And waited.
The headache was gone. Just like that.
Later that morning, Jabali and Sauti found a package under the table. It was also wrapped with fresh makuti leaves. It was a strange-looking musical instrument carved from wood. It was exactly what Sauti needed for the Upendo Day concert. There was a note, too, that read,
"Make me dance."
Amazing!
Sauti gushed.
I will call it my Fleuru Kalimba, because I can blow it like a flute, pluck the string like an orutu, and strum it with my thumbs like a kalimba.
Wow. Who was this mysterious gifter who knew exactly what each of them wanted? Time to investigate.
I've seen this handwriting before, but where?
Jabali said.
And I'm sure I've seen this type of makuti leaves before.
Sauti said. She had an idea.
Can you show us where you came from?
Sauti carried her Fleuru Kalimba and played it a tune as they walked. The Fleuru Kalimba's melodies led them to Msitu Mkuu. When they arrived at the biggest palm tree in the forest, the melody stopped. At the bottom of the big tree, they saw something familiar. Something wrapped in the same fresh leaves. Another gift? Yes, it was! Jabali and Sauti quickly opened the package. And what did they see inside? A pair of binoculars. Through the binoculars, Sauti and Jabali could even see a ship far out in the ocean.
"You may not see me, but I'm always with you," the note read.
Aha! Jabali knew exactly who the invisible gifter was. Out of his pocket, he pulled an old photo of himself, now yellow on the edges. Jabali smiled and laughed.
"I knew I had seen this handwriting before,"
he said, giving the photo to Sauti. Behind the photo was the same handwriting.
"Love you always, Abba,"
Sauti read.
Oh.
Fun fact, you can make a new instrument by putting other instruments together, like the Fleuru Kalimba. Can you dance along to the Fleuru Kalimba? A wonderful gift. That's the fun fact. And that is how our resident detectives Jabali and Sauti solved the mystery of the invisible gifter. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Mahewa, blowing in with the news.